It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Check, 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 1, 2.
Check, check, 1, 2.
You're on the air.
Here
Perfect.
We go.
These student athletes, coaches, and officials are guests of
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Minster's Diamond 5 here in Four Seasons Park as we are actually getting ready to do the national anthem here. Looking around for the flag. You see it, Jill?
I do not see it, but everybody's facing the outfield, so...
Yep. So you want to go to the commercials here while they do the national anthem?
Yes.
That'll work.
Okay. Back in just a minute.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Miracle Lanes be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Miracle Lanes take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. America Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy provides infusion services in your home or residence. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kalp Pharmacy infusion pharmacists will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose home for your IV treatment and request Kalp Pharmacy to provide your sterile infusion medications. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are just doing the starting lineups here at Minster Four Seasons Park. We have got a heck of a ball game going to be coming at you this afternoon.
Yes, we're coming into the MAC title bout. The Lady Indians win this ball game. They win a share of the MAC title, first time since 2005. The Lady Wildcats from Minster have one loss in the league. Our Lady Indians have two. There's also a third party involved, and that's the Coldwater Lady Cavaliers, who they also have two losses. So rumor has it that there's going to be some of them here cheering on the Lady Indians also. What's that?
I said, I don't know if you're going to be able to hear as much at all as loud as this park is.
What's a good deal? It's a great atmosphere.
It sure
right?
is. This is fun. And it's not cold. It is beautiful out here. Sun is shining. This is great weather for softball.
Yes, it is. As Minster's doing their lineup, and we'll go over that too while they're doing it quickly. For the Lady Wildcats, who will be the home team and start in the field at catcher, and leading off will be Savannah Bergman. The shortstop, Lindy Hemmelgarten, batting third. The first baseman, Hannah Oldegas. Batting in the cleanup spot will be Alexis Bishop. She also plays center field. The defensive, or now I always want to say defensive, but that's not right.
Designated player, is that it?
Designated player, Emma Gubo. Casey Albers is at third. She'll bat six. Elena Albers, her younger sister, will bat seventh and play right field. Michaela Haskins at second base will bat eighth. Lily Barhorst, the left fielder, will bat ninth for the Lady Wildcats. The flex player for them will be Rachel Hoying. She's the pitcher. And Rachel, taking a quick look here, Rachel is a senior. And I know the Wildcats have numerous pitchers.
I see up on the fence, three seniors at least listed up here. Bishop, Albers, and Hoying.
Yes.
So Fort Recovery has one senior who looks like she is really ready to go as our leadoff hitter, and that's going to be Brenna Holman. It's kind of a different circumstance that we're all in tonight. Fort Recovery's done with tournament. Coldwater's done with tournament. Do you know, is Minster still in tournament, Joe?
I would assume they are, but I do not know that.
I was kind of going to assume that, too. So this is kind of like, you know, it's going to be your last game of the season, and you sure as heck want to finish with a little piece of that MAC title.
And the Lady Indians go with the same lineup that they've had the last several games. As Joe mentioned, Holman's leading off for them. She's the catcher. First pitch, a ball outside. Steve Trout is our home plate umpire. A lot of people having fun right here.
Pop up there right on top of the catcher for out one. Brenna got a little piece that it looked like a bunt. I think sometimes she does a little slap bunt or a slap hit.
Swinging bunt, yes.
Yeah, and that one just got underneath it. So the catcher made an easy play for out number one.
Chloe Greasy now our batter. She's the shortstop for the Lady Indians.
Remind me how old Chloe is. Is she a sophomore?
Junior.
Junior, okay.
Yes.
Ooh, underneath that
just
pitch,
swung
it looked
through
like.
It. Yep.
We have a much better view today than we usually have. We can actually see where the pitches are coming in a little bit better.
The only worst part of our view today is that we won't see his right field as well as we usually do, right?
That is true.
Looks like that was inside. 1-1 now the count for the second batter, Chloe Greasy.
And Chloe's been hitting the ball really, really well, so it'd be nice to see her get a piece of this. There we go. It's, but pretty straight up. Looks like second base is coming underneath it for out number two.
Two outs now in the inning, as Jill just said, and that'll bring up Jackie Holman. Jackie on the year is part of the All-MAC team.
Have they?
Her, Chloe, and Brenna.
Okay, I assumed we were going to get some people on there for sure.
Yep, our top three batters.
Awesome.
Yes. So Jackie had a good game the other night in the tournament. The pitcher, Hoying, Hoying for Minster, she's doing a nice job of really changing speeds.
She is. The girls look like it's going to take them just a minute to get used to her pitch. We're right underneath it here, so nice
two now to count.
Cut, but just I think once you make contact, the pitcher's got quite a bit of speed on it, too. You make contact with those fast pitch balls, and they go somewhere.
Absolutely.
That looked like maybe
one,
a changeup. I'm not
hanging.
Sure. Dropping. Nope. Oh, man. Yep. Left field just makes a beautiful catch. It was way out there, kind of getting close to the foul line in left field, but she catches it. And we are going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Market has everything you need to put together a great party. Call ahead for their great roasted chicken and their delicious shredded chicken, beef, or barbecue pork. Get a few pounds or a roaster full. Just let them know 48 hours ahead of time. And don't forget to call ahead for their party trays. Fruit, vegetable, sandwiches, cookies, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. And while you're there, don't forget to grab the soft drinks, beer, wine, and all the snacks. Get everything you need for your graduation or Memorial Day party at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, and we are back. First pitch from Jackie hits the batter. Kind of looked like it was going to be a changeup.
Yeah, it wasn't thrown that hard.
No.
Not a good start.
Not really. So it looks like we just need to take a deep breath, get things started. We'll be fine.
Absolutely. I don't think nerves will be a factor for these ladies. Every one of these ladies on the field has played here in their, like, Pony League,
yep.
Right, with the Minster tournament, right, that goes
yes.
on. It's the mega tournament in the area every summer.
Such a nice ball time to play at.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And gorgeous. All the finals are here, and our girls have been in the finals the last several years in the lower grades.
There you go. Nice pitch. Little bunt goes foul.
Playing a little small ball.
We were just talking about that on the way over because my daughter was a catcher, and I was like, what was it about their backstop? And I got here, and I'm like, yep, it's way back there. So catchers at this field, you really want to keep that ball in front of you because if you lose it, it's gone.
Right. And by saying that, Minster's catcher, who was the leadoff batter, Savannah Bergman, is a... I'm going to
wow,
use
a nice
word,
hard hit.
Petite lady who can move, right? That's why she's the leadoff. So
she,
now they got...
Yeah, they did.
Excuse me.
So that ball went to center field. It was Kenzie Garkey. Got in on it good to get the ball in. Overthrow, but nothing happened. We had a nice backup by Jackie Holman. So, Minster sits with runners on one and two right now.
Hannah Oldegis is our batter.
There you go.
She's a starting first baseman. Now, I doubt if they bunt her, but this would be a great position to do it because you have nobody out. You move two in the scoring position with a lot of the meat of your lineup coming up.
Yeah, and what are you going to do? You pull the third baseman's not going to come up because you got to play back there. Nice pitch. Oh, my gosh. Right down third baseline. Fair ball just barely. I tell you what, that was a hit.
She smoked it.
Two coming in. The batter holds up on second. Stand up double right there. Man, these girls got some hard hits.
Yes.
You probably could hear it.
Yeah, I noticed right out of the gate also that they were in the front of the box, which a lot of times, even the Lincoln View game, you know, Jackie was really blowing it by him. And they're in the front of the box here, so they've seen this stuff. They're getting ready to go.
Yeah.
So Alexis Bishop, our center fielder.
Strike.
Is now hitting. Minster
nice
center
pitch.
Fielder. Got to keep things moving here. The Lady Indians, they get stay with it. Stay with it. They'll hang in there.
Yeah, once they get started and find a
nice.
Group, there we go.
Nice change up.
Strike one.
Minster's a very good softball team. They're going to have to keep mixing stuff up and play a very good game.
Yeah, this is a game where they're going to definitely have to keep their heads in it. Base running defensively.
Good waist pitch there. She threw it high for ball one, but with two strikes, maybe sometimes you get them to chase.
Yep. This Minster team looks, I'll have to look at how old they are, but they definitely look like they've played a lot of softball.
And I think they have. I mean, they're a bunch of games into the season. I know a lot of those girls play travel ball.
Yep, probably.
Their head coach is the Minster Furies head coach.
Oh, is he? Well, then that makes sense.
Right. And during the summertime, he's usually coaching a sixth grade team.
So they're built into the program.
Absolutely.
For a long time.
Yeah, when you play them in Little League, straight
up. There's a pop-up, heads up, going into the other field.
I was going to yell heads up and thought that wasn't a good idea into the microphone.
I was going to yell it, too. That's funny.
Yeah.
Everybody in their car listening, maybe you're at home.
Yeah.
Would have been like, what? The Diamonds here are back-to-back, which is, it is awesome, but you do have to be aware of what's going on. That one goes right to Maddie Guggenbiller. Maddie makes the throw to first and overthrows it. We get a backup in there, but one run comes in. Batter goes to three. That was a pretty intense overthrow. There was just nothing. I'm going to assume that was Sophie at first. There
yes.
was nothing really Sophie could have done to get that ball. Maddie got behind it and fielded it well, but nerves just got a little bit out of control on the throw.
Yeah. The girls got to keep their heads up here.
You
nobody
can
put
right
their
now,
head
Maddie's
down.
Kind
right.
of, yep, looking down, but we don't have time for that.
Exactly. So coming up now will be the designated player, Emma Gubo, will be our next batter, the fifth batter. And we're still looking for the first out here in the bottom of the first inning. Lady Wildcats up 3-0. Alexis Bishop now stands at third base after she getting on base via an error and taking second and third via an error, all because of the throw. That was just the, there's a lot of foul territory here also at the field.
There is.
It's a nice park. It's a great park.
Stepping into the batter's box, number 23, Emma Cubo.
So we got to keep working here.
We do. We're going to have to get some momentum somewhere. No outs, correct?
Correct. Nobody's out. Three runs have scored, runner on third.
Nice pitch by Jackie Holman.
Starts her out with a strike on the right at the kneecaps.
Well, we have a second here. We'll just go through our positions. They're what you would expect if you've been listening or watching Fort Recovery softball this year. But Jackie Holman is on the mound. Foul ball. Brenna Holman is behind the plate. We've got Sophie Pearson on first. Kelly Wendell's playing second. Chloe Greasy on shortstop, at shortstop, I should say. And Maddie Guggenblair at third. Left field, Joe, who is it?
Macy Shinneberry.
It is Macy. Macy Shinneberry in left field. I'm going to assume it is Garkey in center.
Kenzie Garkey.
And right field is Ava Shane today.
That is correct. So now we got a 1-2 count on the batter, Emma Gubo. I bet there's 250 people here.
I don't know. There's plenty.
Yeah, they're followed all around us.
No COVID restrictions here, Joe.
That's right. We're outside.
We are. It is. Oh, hey, that's a swing and a miss.
Dicky one.
Oh, right there. Almost.
Okay, so that's a strikeout to Emma Gubo for the first out in the inning.
And we were getting all excited there. Brenna went ahead and threw the ball back to Maddie at third, hoping to get that runner at three that was let off a little bit. Didn't quite get her, but good idea just to let them know that you know they're there.
Casey Albers now the batter, the third baseman for the Minster Lady Wildcats. Casey is a sophomore, so I've seen her probably the last 6 years versus my daughter, who's a sophomore, because I coach and or did coach and seen Casey a lot. Casey's
no
played a lot of ball.
Don't even have to look down at the sheet. I'm here looking down trying to figure out how old they are. Yeah. Nice hard hit goes to Maddie Guggenbiller again. Maddie throws home and
put it on
get her. Out.
Hey,
yes.
They got her at home. Big
Woo!
Play.
That was a game changer. That's
a huge play.
Get the motivation. That was a super smart move by Maddie Guggenbiller. She was could have took the definite out at first, but decided to throw it to Brenna. That runner probably is changing her mind and wishing she would have just sat back on three.
Now this is Casey's younger sister, Elena, who she plays right field. I've seen Elena play a lot of that softball also. Both of them are very good players.
What's their last name, did you say?
Albers.
Albers, gotcha.
Right, so we got two outs in the inning, runner on first. We're in the bottom of the first inning.
And we got three runs in this inning, so we need to
nice.
Get a hold of this.
Pop in the middle a little bit now. Noticing that? She's coming right out of the gate. That's good.
We have runner on one, two outs. Just getting started in this game. I almost said sectional game, and it's not a sectional game, but it is definitely a game that could make a difference for a couple teams today.
Actually, I think this game probably means more to a lot of teams if you get the MAC championship than a sectional title.
That's kind of
I don't
want to
underestimate a sectional title by any means, but that's how competitive the MAC is.
It is. And this year, you know, is one of the odd things now, given last year. Nice pitch. It goes foul, though. Boy, good hustle by Sophie. Foul ball.
Sophie Pearson dives on that. She was still about a foot and a half short, but man, she
gave it all out.
Yep, she did.
They want this third out bad. Yeah, without having a season last year, it's kind of hard to tell what was going to happen this year, but I think our team definitely improved, or what do I want to say?
No, by far it did.
Replaced the kids that they lost. You know, you lost your seniors, and then, you know, you have a whole season.
And they had a good amount of seniors last year.
That's what I was thinking. Another foul ball goes into the stands or a tree. Something like that. She's hanging in there, Albers is.
Well, for a freshman to start on a Minster varsity team with, I think there's 18 players in the line or in their roster.
There's a ton.
Yeah, she's obviously been able to prove herself in some aspect somewhere.
And what position is she, Joe?
She's in right field.
Okay, gotcha.
She had played shortstop. Nope,
change up. Oh, come on, Chloe.
No, it was a tweener.
Man, that was a tough one. Chloe did stop it. It just kind of blooped right there at the end. So we do have runners on first and second now, but no damage as far as runs getting in.
But it was almost a change up to Chloe, too. It was a full swing, and how she hit it was a bloop. So Chloe was going back, then had to turn around and run in.
Yeah, it was kind of different.
So now up for the Lady Wildcats will be their second baseman, Michaela Hoskins. Lily Barhorst, the left fielder, is on deck. We got two outs here.
And Hoskins, a freshman as well.
Yes.
I guess I didn't realize. Strike one. Got here and looking in their outfield posters, MAC champs 2014, 18, and 19. I didn't realize Minster had been that for the last few years.
Yeah, I think that hasn't been updated, actually. I think they've got a few more than that.
Oh, nice hard hit.
Come on. Somebody drops.
Drops right in there. Ava Shane comes in on it, gets the ball in, and throws to Brenna Holman at home, but we're just a couple seconds too late to get that tag at home. These Minster girls are hitting perfect spots, and that's a big deal in softball. You hit it hard and hit it right at somebody, it doesn't really get you anywhere.
No, and that wasn't hit super hard, but it was where somebody wasn't.
Exactly. So the score is now 0-4. We're in the first inning. We do have two outs, so we just need to get that third out and then get something going with the bats today.
So this is the ninth batter. As we mentioned earlier, Lily Borhorse, the left fielder.
And we have runners on 1 and 3, so chances are the runner on one is going to take 3 because usually the catcher doesn't make that throw, which is what happens.
I think a good pitch right there, they might have thrown through. You know what I'm saying?
I was wondering if that wasn't
as quick as some of the times. So now we got runners on second and third.
What did he call that pitch? Was that a ball? Yeah. Must have been.
Yep. It was outside and high.
Activity in the field. I was watching the runner. Forget about the plate. Inside. Ooh.
Yep, 2-0.
Two balls. First base is wide open at the moment, so hopefully we can get out of this inning with no more damage with four runs.
Lady Wildcats started the inning with a strike being called.
There we go.
2-1 now our count. Started the inning by Savannah Bergman, was hit by a pitch. Then Lindy Himmelgarten got a base hit. Oldegas got on an error. And actually went all the way to the third. That scored 2 runs. Ball inside.
Hard to tell on that one.
So that scored the first 2 runs. And then Casey Albers got on a fielder's choice. And Elena Albers got a base hit, scored another run. And then Michaela Hoskins just got the base hit to score the 4th run so far in the inning. That's a bonus. We'll take that.
I was like, yes. She had just turned her hips a little bit. Did not go for a full swing, but fortunately for us, the ball hit the end of her bat, so that would be strike 2.
It's
full
hard
count.
Hold hard back on those high fastballs, right?
Yeah, and honestly, if she would have swung at that, I don't think she would have gotten anywhere. But
no, it's tough to handle one around your shoulders.
But everybody wants to swing when they're right at your eyes. Inside.
Going to draw it.
So they get a walk to load the bases up here with 2 outs.
Number 5, Savannah.
Top of the lineup, I think.
Yes.
All right, here we are. So she is a tiny thing. You're right. She looks fast. So Minster has batted all the way through their lineup in this inning. But nothing that the Indians can't come back from. They just got to get the mindset here and make this out.
They really only had one girl hit it hard.
Right. I think that first pitch that went and hit this little, a junior, I shouldn't say little, but I think it just kind of got them shook up just a little bit. And that happens in softball. They'll come back here.
Absolutely. So Jackie looking at the sign from Brenna. Change up.
Looked like a change up. Didn't get her swinging on that one. Did he call that one a ball, I assume?
Yeah. Yep. High and outside.
It was pretty high.
1-1 our count now. 2 outs here in the bottom of the first. Minster scored 4 times.
They have. And they haven't done a lot of extra bases or anything like that. But they just have placed the ball just in the right spots when they've hit it. So is it just me or is this fence a little shorter than ours?
The
outfield fence?
No, I think it's actually taller than ours.
I mean, like, closer.
There's our third
out.
There
we go. Phew.
There we
go. Hits it right to Sophie Pearson. Sophie takes that easily to first. And they get 4 runs. Minster gets 4 runs in the first inning, and the Indians will be at bat when we come back.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, Also, commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back. We're just getting started at the top of the second inning. And it looks like we've got Sophie Pearson at the plate.
Yep, starting first baseman, Sophie Pearson. Sophie also will come in the pitch if needed.
That was an interesting pitch.
Yeah, called strike.
Not sure what that was.
Me neither. A little bit high for a strike.
I don't know. Did it drop right at the end? I'm not sure.
Not sure either.
There we go, and Sophie gets a piece of it. Get in there. Oh, my goodness. What a catch by the center fielder. Boy, she robbed her on that one.
She did. She jumped at the last second. Sophie just drove the ball. That's the hardest she's hit it in several games.
That was a nice ball. Well, like you said, too, when you get a pitcher that pitches fast and you can get a hold of one of those fastballs, man, I'm hoping Maddie can do the same thing right here. Just place it over a few more feet, maybe.
Yeah.
It was a nice hit by Sophie, though. Strike one for Maddie.
Maddie's been hitting. She had a base hit against Lincoln View. She had three hits in the first sectional tournament game against Ridgemont.
She had a couple doubles, didn't she?
Yeah, that's hit high, deep, way at the fence.
Right to the left fielder. Thought maybe the sun was going to help us out a little bit on that one, but tell you what, you just can't take much from this Minster team. They're playing some nice defense. They're just relaxed and taking their time.
Unfortunately, it's similar to what the Lincoln View game was, and if you listen to any of that or got to see it.
I did listen.
we hit it hard, but we hit it right at them, and they hit it hard and didn't hit it at us, and that's kind of the difference in that game. Lincoln, don't take nothing away from Lincoln View. They're a good team. Ball one on Brittany Tebby, who's now our batter.
And you know, some of that comes with age and experience, too. You know, when you're a freshman and you haven't been at
right, playing. And sophomores, because sophomores are like freshmen this year, too.
That's true. I never thought of that. Yeah, this is their first high school career softball, too.
And eight of our 13 players are freshmen or sophomores.
Oh, my gosh.
So we have an extremely young team coming up.
Yeah, and being able to place the ball, especially when you have a really good pitcher, is tough.
Brittany just took strike two, so 1-2 now the count for her.
Brittany's a sophomore, right, or freshman?
Freshman. She's a freshman. Okay. Yep.
Oh, gets her right at the eyes. Dang it. Three up, three down again for inning number two for the Indians. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be back and start the third.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, we're back. And starts out with a hit from Minster. Ava's got it. Nice. That's what we needed. One out.
That was Lindy Himmelgarten, the starting shortstop. She's also a sophomore for the Lady Wildcats.
Okay. Number 28, Hannah Oldigas.
So I think I've been saying that name wrong my whole life, Joe.
Oldigas.
I just thought it was a soft G. Learn something new every day.
Nope. Hannah, yeah. And if you didn't overhear the speaker over our microphone,
yeah.
Hannah Oldigas, starting first baseman.
Nice pitch.
She takes a strike off speed.
Maybe that this inning started out with that first out there. With a nice catch. Sorry, nice catch by Ava Shane. Maybe that'll just change our momentum a little bit. Confidence is going up.
Oh,
check swing, and he calls a strike. Strike two.
According to what this says, Oldegus is a freshman.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see a lot of, looking down there, roster, I see a lot of nines on there as well. Oh, strike three. Gets her swinging.
Nice job.
Boy, that was a nice pitch. She had put it way down there.
It was a perfect junk pitch. You can hit it, good for you.
It was a golf pitch.
Yeah. Low and inside. It was a drop ball, it looked like.
That's what I thought, too. It looked like a drop.
So, this is Alexis Bishop. She grounded to third base last time and got on base. Via an error. Looks like Minster's got somebody warming up over there in the bullpen.
Yeah, they do. Strike one. I think Jackie's hit her groove now.
That's good. She's tough when she's on.
Yeah, and I think sometimes it's just, I can't imagine the pressure as a pitcher in softball or baseball.
Yeah, but most of those...
nice changeup.
That was almost video game.
It was, wasn't it? She got her way ahead of that.
That's what they call pulling the string.
Yep.
Nice. So 0-2. She's 0-2 now on the Minster cleanup hitter, Alexis Bishop.
And oh, gets her swing and three up, three down for the Indians. Hey, what a great inning.
That's awesome. Hopefully our girls see right now that they aren't bulletproof.
That's right. Here we go.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
Nope.
Alrighty, and...
Remember
I have another
scene
one on there.
In the
Goodness.
Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose...
Thank you. All right, Neil. Sorry about that. Neil's even here today, and I'm messing up. That's a problem now.
Callie Wendell, our batter, after Ava Shane flew out to the shortstop. So we got one out here in the top of the third inning. Callie, a freshman.
And Ava did get a little piece of that, but.
She did. Nice pitch.
One and one on Callie.
Low and outside, right on the knees, right on the black. Great pitch. One and one now with one out here in the top of the third. There she changed speeds up a little bit, and Callie was ahead of it. 1-2 now our count. Hit Callie with a hit here. She had a real nice hit against. No, she had a hit against, I believe, Lincoln View. I know Kenzie Garkey had a rifle shot.
I remember hearing that, I believe.
Yes. She hit it hard.
Gets her right at the
speed.
Eyes. And Callie goes down for... our second out of the inning, but just getting things started here.
Kenzie Garkey, the center, starting center fielder, number 9 batter.
And Kenzie's been really hot behind the plate lately.
Yes, she has.
After a little flip last week. I guess it was just this week. There we go. Oh, foul ball.
Ooh, almost a nice play. Almost.
I couldn't tell if they were catching. That was somebody down there deep on the outside of first baseline, third baseline.
Yeah, left field line. Kinsey's a swinger. She doesn't usually let too much get by her.
And Kinsey is a freshman as well. Foul ball again. She's pulling it out there toward the left field. Joe would say she's got her elbows in, right?
Yes,
like,
she does.
That's what I thought.
And she's way ahead. She's jacked. She wants to hit.
I know. You can tell. That girl has so much energy. It just kind of exudes off of her.
Yep. Lots of smiles.
Third pitch. Hey, nice one. Drop. Down, ball. Come on. Oh, my gosh. We just hit him right to him. That was a really hard hit. Went straight to the center fielder. To finish up our half of the third inning, we're going to go to commercial, and then we will be back to start the fourth. Oh.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical. 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617. For all your automotive needs.
Thanks.
All right, we're back at it. Emma Gubo, the designated player, your batter. She's the fifth hitter in the lineup for the Lady Wildcats.
And I left us wrong at the end there before the ads. We are getting to the bottom of the third inning, not the top of the fourth. I was ahead of myself.
Jackie starts her out with a ball just a bit outside. Quote Uger.
I tell you what, the Wildcats are looking good, but the Indians are making some good things happen too. We've gotten a hold of the ball, just haven't quite put it exactly where we want it.
But you know what? We can't. Our ladies can't use that as, you know, they had a big first inning. Yep, that's bias. Let's
they
go
did.
Play ball.
Yep, you have to come back from that. And it's totally within our reach. We just got to get some momentum going and play ball.
We get some outs here. Top of the inning. Lineup coming up next inning.
Nice pitch. Nice stop. Right back to Jackie. Ooh, takes her time. Is that a changeup?
I think it was. Yeah.
It was a little different. Man, that was a nice pitch. Just bounced it right back to Jackie, and Jackie was like, kind of like, perfect. I wanted it anyways.
It was a hot shot back at her. She didn't have time to say mine, that's for sure.
Nope.
So Casey Albert is the third baseman now, your batter.
We've got one out. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Once again, we're playing for sure, the MAC title today. There's a lot of pressure going on in this game. Strike one.
Nice pitch right on the inside. Looks like Casey didn't like to call that well either.
Yeah, she was almost out of that box before heard anything. But that's okay. You don't always have to agree with the umpire.
Absolutely.
Oh, changeup?
Yeah.
Calls it a ball.
Yep, just high and outside.
Must have been.
Brenna's asking him. Where was that? Where was that for sure, sir? Just so we know. That's good.
Well,
good repertoire.
And as long as you,
you do it
with the right tone of voice
and respect.
And we've got a pop up.
Come on, Jackie.
Jackie
spin it away.
Yep. Gonna just take care of this inning herself. She's like, I don't want to be out here and pitch anymore for out number two.
That'd be just fine.
And I got a feeling, you know, we were talking about different pitches, and I think Jackie is definitely gonna have to put out everything in her repertoire today.
Yes. So, the batter now is the number seven batter, Elena Albers, starting right fielder. Elena had a base hit the first inning. I believe it was just over Callie's head.
And Elena's the older sister, younger sister?
Younger. She's a freshman.
Okay, I thought that's what you said.
Right.
She's taking her orders from the coach here.
Right, but it's all part of the game, too, because Jackie stood there and just waited.
I know.
Right?
So and is that going to stay fair? It is. Brenna's getting it. Come on.
Get up!
And Sophie hangs in there.
Oh,
what a play by Sophie Pearson and Brenna Homan.
Hey, that's something to build on.
That was a great, great way to end this half of the inning. We're going to go to commercial, and then we'll be right back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook?
Let Mary Colleen's be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Mary Colleen's take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. Mary Colleen's, 375-4274.
All right, here we go. Bow Wow, maybe? Oh, my goodness, that girl also thought he was going to call it fair for a second.
Brenna's still going like he did.
Yep, that was Brenna just popped one up there, went just outside the left field line there to bring us into the start of the fourth inning. Indians ended that third inning really nice. We made some nice plays, and you could tell that they want to get back in this ballgame.
We look like a ball team that belongs here.
That's right. Ooh, in the dirt. Man, too bad we didn't have a runner on there. That one is way back on the backstop.
Absolutely.
A runner like Brenna Holman, right? Because she's been on third by now.
The lone senior here.
She
is. This is her last high school softball game.
Yep, whatever happens, this is it. Nice. Right
up the middle.
There we go. And she takes a hit on that.
Oh, wait.
Gets through it.
It stopped.
That's funny. What did it hit out there? Like
at the bottom of her glove.
Okay.
Yeah, the bottom of her glove.
Sorry, everybody. We didn't really tell you what was going on there. Brenna hit it. It went out to center field. Very nice hit. And it kind of got through, but got slowed down there. So for a second there, it looked like Brenna. Well, I know she wanted to take second, but
right.
Looked like she was going to. But good decision to stay on first. So Indians start out the fourth inning with a nice hit.
Chloe Greasy now our batter.
And we start with top five. Bam!
Oh, my.
Smacks it.
Great
right
play
to
by the third baseman, Albers.
That was a hard hit. But the bonus of that is, so the third baseman makes the out on Chloe, but that advances Brenna to second, which is a much better place for her to be.
She fielded that ball at about 20 feet.
And I'm not sure.
I don't know how she actually had the reaction time to field it.
I was thinking it had to hit part of her body, but she's not rubbing anything, so it must have been all
she's
in her glove.
She's taking a deep breath, though.
She is taking a deep breath. I just thought that.
She is taking a deep breath.
That ball, that was a hard hit ball by Chloe, so.
I was going to say, they got to give her a little time.
Anywhere else it would have went through. Maybe it did hit her somewhere, because they're taking a little.
Thank God that was in the dirt.
Yeah, that's true. That could have went right as a gut shot, so I'm not sure what they're talking about here, but.
Yeah, Coach Himmelgarten is questioning the umpire.
I'm not sure. Anyways, I was going to go to commercial, but this looks like it's just going to be a short little discussion. Not sure what it was about.
What an absolute beautiful day.
I was just thinking that. They're playing.
It's almost a shame it's not a doubleheader, Jill.
Right. I would take that because if I get home, I got to do laundry. That stinks.
I'm probably going to start working ground.
Just missed it. Strike one.
Boy, it'd been nice if she parked that over the fence. She had a full swing
on
that.
She looks like she's just underneath it. Am I right?
That was Jackie Holman's her batter. Yep. Brenna Holman standing on second. One out here.
Change up.
Top of the fourth inning.
Maybe a change up. Something different there. Gets her on strike two. Man, yes. I hope she, kind of wonder if that little discussion before that was just to psych her out or if there was really a
No, I think he was probably questioning the umpire if Brenna left too early or something.
Oh, gotcha. That could have been leaving early. Yep. I didn't think of that. Boy, that was a bull right there. Looking pretty close. Made me nervous, but.
Yeah, 1-2 now our count.
There we go.
Stay fair, ball. Stay fair. Oh.
He called it fair, right? Nope.
No. Foul ball.
Thought for a second it was fair. Man, she hit it. It hit almost the numbers out there on the fence of the 200 left field line, but. Just went a little bit foul, I guess, but boy, she got a piece of that.
A lot of these girls play summer ball together. They play, you know, travel ball together,
so they all know
each other, absolutely.
That is a good point, way different from way back
I would
when
say
I was
for about 10 of these girls, it might be like an inner squad scrimmage.
Yeah, really. Pop up, going to the catcher, and she gets it for the out. That would be out two in the inning. Boy, a couple of those. Definitely Jackie got a piece of, so give us enough time. We got a lot of game left to go.
Absolutely. Hopefully Sophie doesn't hit it right at somebody as their whole outfield takes three or four steps back now.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking for a hole, but there just aren't any out there, you know?
Oh, there's always a hole.
There's an obvious hole. Ooh. Different
ball.
Pitch. Went pretty low.
I think that might have been her drop or she flipped over.
Maybe it was. I was watching her hand. Oh, yeah, I bet it was because she just did the same flip you did.
Yep, absolutely. Come on, Sophie.
Oh, good job. Hello. She lays off that one kind of at shoulder level there, and you could tell she wanted to swing, but hangs on to it for patience. Good decision.
Sophie, the starting first baseman.
Hey, there we go. There. Get through. Nope. Going to second. But
it's soft.
Nope. And that's two outs. Darn it. That ball went to right to the second baseman. So Brenna made it to third, but they got Sophie on the out at first. So we're going to have to go to commercial, and then we'll come back for some more softball.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can provide TPN, or total parenteral nutrition, to patients who have a medical condition that have caused the inability to absorb nutrients. Kalp Pharmacy TPN provides fats, carbohydrates, proteins, vitamins, minerals through a vein in the body. So request Kalp Pharmacy to your medical team so we can collaborate and develop a personalized care plan. Learn more at kalptpn.com or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Looks like we're back here. Yes, we are back.
We are. This must have been some short commercials.
Yeah.
Oh, well. A little bit extra time to catch up. So to just catch up to speed on this game, we are in the bottom of the fourth inning. And, you know, looking at that scoreboard, it's just that first inning that was painful where Minster got four runs. Other than that, it's all zeros for everybody.
Leading off for the Lady Wildcats will be the number eight hitter, Michaela Hoskins.
Boy, this is the second time they've caught a little time.
Well, I think
getting Jackie.
Yeah, but see, that's part of pitching, right?
I know it
you
is.
Throw
I
people's
know.
Times off. You yep. might do something different.
Yep, they wait till she's about ready and they call time. I'm not saying I never did that in my life either.
Right.
I'm just saying. Nice hit.
Bang!
Oh, yeah!
It.
Callie Wendell. What a catch by Callie. Wow. That was nice. Callie snagged that one across her body, backhanded, 2 feet in the air. Not quite
two steps. I think she maybe got two steps before she grabbed it, and it was at the very end.
What a great play for that catcher.
So coming up now is the left fielder, Lily Barhorst.
Can't even talk. I'm going to say freshman.
There's a ball outside. I didn't see Mr. Trout flip his finger out. 1-0 is our count.
Oh, we've got one out.
Here in the bottom of the fourth inning.
Like you said, it'd be great. Maybe we'll go extra innings. That'll give us more time out here.
That ball was high, and it looked like Jackie might have put a little extra sauce on that. She come through pretty strong on that one.
Yeah, so what's our count? Two balls?
Yeah, 2-0.
That's a strike. So I thought right up the middle. Who'd you say the batter was, Barhorst?
Yeah, Lily Barhorst.
Another freshman.
Yes. They're a young team, too.
Yeah. Ooh. Inside. And a little bit low there.
If she had two strikes, that'd been a great pitch because now you can go outside with it and low.
Right.
And that's going to look way far out to her because of her eyes.
Exactly. I wonder what Jackie's going to do here.
Inside.
Hmm.
So, one-out walk. Barhorst actually had drew a walk her first time up also.
That's interesting, isn't it?
It is.
You know, I wish I could look back because she kind of hops back in the box, you know. And some batters do that, whether it's intentional or unintentional. Be interesting to, I wish I could go back and watch that other inning again. Maybe they weren't as inside as I thought.
So there, Jackie tried to quick pitch her. And the girl called time right before she let it loose because she stepped in the bat and was taking the signs.
They are sure messing with her head. Hard hit. Almost takes the umpire down. Gets to Ava Shane.
Get
that ball in. Don't throw it around now. So we have runners on first and third. That single brought our base runner all the way to third. And that was a hard hit, but Ava got it in well. Just took a couple seconds longer on her throw.
So Savannah has been hit by a pitch, and she hit it hard to Jackie her last time up, but then this time up she got the base hit. Now Lindy Hemmelgarten, freshman, shortstop, she's squaring the bunt. Indians
strike.
Look like they
they're throwing, going for the play at home. Safe. Yeah. Nice try, and they're going to get her on three. Out.
Yes.
Well, okay.
Heads up base running. It was.
That was. So the Indians do get the out in case we didn't quite get that across. What happened was with the runners on one and three, they went to steal second, which a lot of times the catcher won't make the throw. And Indians had a nice play going there, so Brenna threw it, and Jackie threw it back to home, aiming to get that runner coming from third. This is the longest description I've ever given. And then the runner that was on second went to third, and that's where we got her out. So we did get an out on that, but unfortunately they did get one run in.
Oh. Lindy Hemmelgarten is our batter, and that was a strike. So it's 0-2 now, the count.
Is this the leadoff or number two batter?
Number two batter.
Number two.
Yep. And so. She flew out to Ava Shane in right field her last at bat. Her first at bat, she got a base hit.
Takes another time. Jackie might as well just hang out there in the mound.
Well, yeah. See, there's another way to do it, too. As soon as she steps in before her hand comes up,
yep,
Jackie can quick pitch her.
Dang it.
Nobody on base. That was a good waste pitch. Nothing wrong with that.
Yep, that one now. Kind of rolled in over the plate, so
that was low for ball one. I guess we should have said that.
Yeah, sorry about right? that. And she has two strikes on her?
Yes. Because the first one, when she squared to bunt, she pulled
gotcha.
It back and it was a strike.
It feels like we've been through another batter since then. Jeez.
Right. Jackie waiting on the sign.
And I think nice pitch. Goes up
on, Chloe
to Chloe. Chloe gets right under it for a nice third out. Boy, I think Minster's just trying to slow that momentum down, and I think it might have worked, but now that we are back at the plate, hopefully we'll make some more things happen.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Spring is in the air, and so is the smell of great steaks on the grill. Wayne Street Market has everything you need for a great cookout. They have nicely trimmed steaks ready to go, and their ground chuck is $3.39 a pound, bulk or patties. Eckrich hot dogs are two for $3, and packages of Swaggerty brats are $3.99. And check out their fully cooked smoked pork chops. And it's time to get your catering orders in for your graduation party. From chicken to their party trays, fruit and veggie trays, sandwich trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Get it all at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
All right, and we are back to start off the fifth inning. First pitch goes high and outside for a ball on Maddie Guggenbiller.
Starting third baseman is our batter. Now 2-0. Excuse
nice.
Me. 2-0.
Good restraint on that one. Must have been
looks
a little
like
bit
they're
outside.
Not wanting to give Abby, or pardon me, Maddie, a fastball at all here. She hasn't
that
given
could
her.
Could be. Oh, Maddie gets underneath it.
Really dipped her shoulder on
she
that.
Did.
One. Really
she did.
Dipped her shoulder. 2-1 now the count.
And I've seen a couple of them doing that today, I think. But when she gives her a fastball, you know, you got to make that decision quick.
Minster's pitchers.
There you go.
No, not
maybe dropping,
on it.
dropping.
No.
Oh, Maddie.
The left fielder covers a lot of territory.
She does. That girl has some legs. They, nice hard hit to the outfield. Not enough to get over this fence, like you did say, Joe. The fence is a little bit higher, but left fielder covers it. Man, that was really in center field.
She hit it on the end of her bat.
Yeah.
If she would have hit that center, they would have looked up. It would have been gone. So Brittany Tebby now our batter.
But it was a nice hard hit by Maddie. So
it was.
At least she was got a piece of it. Oh. High and outside for ball one.
All right, girls.
Indians right now have zero runs in the game. We've kind of missed a few times. Just one?
One hit.
Oh, geez. Never mind. Oh, foul ball.
But to be honest with you, Minster has four hits.
Really?
Five runs on four hits.
Wow.
We had one costly error there, and we had a hit by pitch and a walk batter and all that stuff. You know, he puts people on, right?
That's right. And when they make smart decisions when they get on, that's when you get the extra runs.
Freshman Britt Taylor.
Nice hit. Get down, maybe. Dang it, right to the right fielder again. Not a bad hit by Brittany, but I tell you what, the Wildcats cover that outfield. Like
they
I said,
do.
There's not much of a hole there.
So in all honesty, if you look where the left fielder is right now, and she's standing right underneath the right eye of the Wildcat out in left field, she caught Maddie's
by the MAC champion sign.
Exactly. So she covered 60, 70 feet there.
She really did. And, you know, I'm not paying enough attention to the outfield, but I would venture to guess it's experience of knowing as soon as that ball come off the bat where it's going and taking the steps
and
in the right direction.
The pitch, too.
True.
Oh,
we got a high pop-up. Catcher's getting underneath it.
Caught.
For out number three. All right. Boy, it seems like we just did this, but we're going to go to commercial again. And we will be back for the next inning.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths, with locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County. Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the fifth inning.
Hannah Oldegis, the batter for the Lady Wildcats.
Boy, she's way up in that box, isn't she?
Yeah. Yes, she is. High and outside pitch for ball one. She's all the way at the front.
Yeah, she really is. She's a freshman?
2-0 now the count. I almost thought it is for sure. I just saw Mr. Trout hold up 2-0.
Yep.
Thought he might have called that one a strike, but it was outside and a little high.
So we've got same positions. There we get her on a strike, swinging early.
Yes. Nice job. Switching pitches up. That wasn't exactly a changeup, but to the same point, it was slower than her fastball.
Yeah, a little different.
Changing speeds.
Wish you could just take a picture and be like, show me what every pitch looks like, because it's so hard to tell. Things happen so quick.
Right. She stands in the front of the box, and it was way far ahead on that one. I almost think you go full out changeup on this.
I would say if she pitched a changeup, she is going to be, we're going to feel the air from here.
Yeah,
let's see if we're right.
Yep.
Usually when Joe says it happens. So.
Not always, as my wife.
Oh,
that's a good waist pitch.
That's a little different.
Yeah. That was diving out.
Yep.
Might have been a curveball there.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It kind of looked like it was curving to the outside. Once again,
Oldegis.
Oldegis is a freshman. Boy, she got her hips turned, too.
Yeah.
Just trying to figure out the mechanics of this.
Right.
Yeah, because her hips are turned so far this way, but, man, that ball went.
Well, I think
that's how far in
front she was on it.
Yeah. Sorry, right. We didn't tell you where that ball went. It went foul.
Yeah.
Outside left field line. And, yeah, she's really twisted up in there.
Here comes Jackie with a full count pitch. Bounces in the dirt.
Yep, goes for a changeup, I think, but that one just didn't quite work out. So, like you said, Jackie is definitely having to use everything she has on these Minster hitters. You can't just throw a fastball in here on them.
Yeah, and Jackie, I'd meant she's walked four girls.
Is that about the most she's walked all year?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's got to be. I don't know.
18.
So we got a pinch runner.
Gabby Wurman is the pinch runner. Oldegis is a first baseman.
Yeah, so are they, maybe changing
they
out a position
they
changer?
Might be, yeah, they might be doing their one. I'm not even for sure on that because softball rules and baseball rules are a little bit different. If they're allowed one reentry or more than one reentry.
I can't remember things changing
because if
so
it's
fast.
One reentry, this is it right
and
here.
There's no, she's not a flex player.
Oh.
She's not a flex player. Wasn't replacing a pitcher or a catcher.
No.
So it wasn't like it was just a courtesy runner.
Wurman is a junior. Jackie got a strike on the first pitch, threw it high. And the batter, Alexis Bishop, swung underneath.
This is a senior then?
Yes.
I'm guessing.
Center fielder.
Yep.
She timed her on that one, too. Did you see her hold her swing back?
I did.
So, 0-2.
Definitely waited for that one, and that was a nice pitch by Jackie Holman because it was up at eye level, and so she got her swinging, but it just popped off the top of the bat here and hit the fence.
So Bishop's reached on an error and struck out so far in the ball game. This is her third at bat here in the bottom of the fifth.
What position is she playing? Center field, you said?
Yeah, center fielder.
I didn't think it was infield because I didn't recognize her quite as close. And she puts that one right into the fence here, too, for a foul ball.
Count remains 0-2. Battling.
Definitely hanging in there, but it looks like she's struggling with whatever Jackie's giving her to straighten it out.
See if the junior pitcher for the Lady Indians, Jackie Holman, can ring her up here. Be a big out.
It would be because we are in need of something now. Oh, they take the little timeout again. Shouldn't say, I don't know, I guess it is not a timeout, but when the batter calls
time. It is. Yeah, it's a timeout. Yeah, officially, yes.
Just you step out of the box and kind of messes with a pitcher's head a second. They get into their groove, and sometimes you just need it to take a deep breath, too.
Yes, Jackie comes with a pitch.
Oh,
got
yes.
Her.
Gets her. I don't know, swinging, not swinging. It was about three quarters of a swing, but we will take that. Boy, that was a hard fought for.
Strikeout for the Lady Indians.
Yes. It is. Nice work by Jackie Holman. That should make her feel pretty good about herself.
She also now has four strikeouts on the game. And that brings up Emma Gubo, the designated player.
Once again, we do have a runner on first. We have one out.
That runner on first seems to be taking a big lead. I got to wonder if Brenna throws down, if she's going to delayed steal.
Pop up, going over our heads here, foul ball. Oh, once again, there's two diamonds going on. So that one landed right between a bunch of teenage boys, I think. Or maybe Marion playing behind us. I don't know. It's blue.
Yeah, it's Marion. My nephew, actually my godson's playing back there. He's catching.
Is that JV or is that younger?
No, that's like Pony League.
Pony League, gotcha.
Yeah, he's a seventh grader. Brother Paul's boy.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Oh, right up the middle. And the runner just rounds three.
No.
Get her.
No. Hey, look
what
up.
What happened there? Anyways.
Yeah, she took third on a surprise, right?
She knew she was going to throw it in. Yeah, she did. She slowed down, but she might be hurt. Maybe not. I'm not sure. So, that ball was hard hit up the middle, and the runner on two kind of delayed a little bit, I guess, before she ran to third.
No, she didn't come back.
Cause she can't, didn't she?
Nope.
I mean, I guess she can't stop. But
no, but that center fielder, Kinsey.
It was a slow steal.
Right. Just threw it in. And, you know, Kelly wasn't expecting her to go because she was short, right?
Right, yeah.
So her being that aggressive made it, and Kelly had a little bit of a nice strike one. Kelly had a little bit of a hesitation, and because of that, she doesn't hesitate, fires, and throws.
Good. So we have runners on two and three regardless. That ended up with getting advancing the runners another base.
Casey Albers now our batter. She has one strike on her.
So we have one out, so there's no force. Nice changeup, popping up to maybe Callie gets right under it and pays right attention to that runner on three. You could hear
Big Al.
Girls doing a nice job of talking to each other tonight and letting each other know where to go.
Elena Albers now our batter.
You can probably hear
over the top
walk-up music
right
before that. It's a little loud, but that's okay. It's all in fun.
Looks like Coach Hamilgarten is looking to try to do something different here.
So,
23, 35, Elena Pringer, a freshman.
Tell you what, watching that, who was that on two? She's pretty pumped up.
Gubo, it was their designated hitter, Gubo, Emma.
She came off a second base and did a little dance and jump getting into the dugout. To, I think she was fired up about her base running there.
So the batter is Elena Albers, right field freshman. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth.
And she
Ava
just covers it like a pro.
Held scoreless.
Not bad. That was a nice way to end that inning. So we are going to go listen to a couple commercials from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people. We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. Ace is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Just love it when we end with that Ace Hardware commercial, all their catchy music. Keeps in my head for the next inning. So we're
top of the sixth.
There we go. Top of the sixth already. Wow.
Callie Wendell, a batter. Callie's only been up one time, and she struck out here in this ball game.
Oh, ahead of that one.
She was. Lady Indians looking to string some hits together here.
We sure do. If somebody could just load the bases and hit a home run, that'd be nice, Joe. Can we wish
there
it?
There you go.
Callie's had a good game, though, defensively. She's been working really hard out there. And like I said, you just wouldn't know she was a freshman from watching her play.
Well, I'd say she is, she's two innings from officially a sophomore, right?
That's true, technically.
Or more, if we come back and tie it.
Ooh, foul ball.
We'll take the lead. The Lady Indians have been playing some stellar defense here. Some big plays, holding them off.
That last inning, we fought hard for that keep them scoreless. As many as they had on base and things happening, they did a really nice job.
Runners at second and third, and we stifled their rally.
And it might not look pretty watching it from here,
right,
but it got the job done. Oh, man. Foul ball.
Pulls it down the left field line. Kelly likes to do that. Two twos are count yet.
Boy, if she could drop that just a little bit. In front of that left fielder, she's good. She covers a lot of territory.
Yes, she does. So, Callie's the number 8 hitter. Kenzie Garkey, the number 9 hitter. And then our leadoff, senior Brenna Homan, will get the bat this inning.
Tell you what, there's the hole right between, shortstop and third, maybe? Hit it hard enough?
Or right up the middle. Look, the second baseman's playing way over,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes, she is. And we haven't really hit any back at the pitcher, but I can imagine she's got a pretty hot glove, too. She looks like she's been playing for a long time.
Absolutely. She is one of two seniors, right?
Three. Oh, pop up. It looks like third base is going to get that one. A little bit foul, but third base takes it. But good effort from Callie Wendell in the box. She swings that bat. She isn't going to sit there and watch him go by.
Kenzie Garkey, the center fielder, freshman.
Not you know, to be honest, you think of that, Joe, next year, we get all these freshmen. They have played tons of games this year. You said Kelly's played every inning of every game.
Yes.
Kenzie's played a lot of them, so they're going to have quite a bit of experience come next year.
Kenzie missed one.
Change base up hit. And it get goes. Out, come on.
Gosh, dang it. That ball didn't get over 10 feet in the air.
I tell you what, that was a nice hard hit, but that left fielder, she just lined smooth, up. Isn't she?
Yep, hitting it at him.
Nice hard hit by Kenzie. So we are definitely getting a piece of these balls, but hitting them right to the leather.
We're driving them, just hitting them at them.
So Brenna Holman is at the plate. This is, we got sixth inning. Boy, I'm not going to think it. She's going to get up to bat again.
She's got to.
Brenna sure seems like she has great leadership abilities for this team.
A little bit outside, ball one.
Looks like
Looks like there's an official movie camera in...
I know, I just noticed that, too.
I wonder if it
in
is...
their dugout.
Might be on WHON.
I don't know. I just noticed the same thing. I looked into their dugout, and I was like, oh, there's a camera over there.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Could be just video highlights, too, for a news station. Yeah. Lima likes to cover us.
Yeah. Oh, Brenna gets a strike, so we got...
2-1.
2-1 count on Brenna.
Chloe Greasy on deck.
Two outs in the inning here, so love
on
to
two.
See Brenna get
go
something
on two
going.
A while.
That's right. Ooh, boy, that was high. I almost hit her in the head.
You did.
She's still smiling. You could see her smiling from over here. We got some lots of fans here today. It's nice to see lots of kids.
This is the most people I've seen at a girls'
ooh,
softball
game. Oh, she
got
to walk.
Absolutely.
She doesn't care. She just wants to get on so she can steal bases, right?
Right.
She did a little hop up in the air for that one.
What a great atmosphere. You know, it's been a great atmosphere for this ball game. If nothing else, this teaches our girls for next year.
Like Neil just said, when Brenna's on first, you might as well say it's a double.
Yeah.
She, I know, what she broke the record in
MAC.
The MAC for stolen bases on her career. Foul ball.
That's without a season.
Yes, with one season missing. I know she was on top of the leaderboard in the standard. I don't know what it's up to now, but I know she was way up there.
I believe
and I think on
the number that when she broke it was three games ago she broke it.
She broke
was 86.
85 or 86, I
right?
remember that. I could look at Twitter, but
yeah,
too nice of a day
right
to
now.
Do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, she
mistimed it.
Sure loves to run those bases, and it's fun to watch her be aggressive.
It is. Chloe didn't get cheated on that swing. Now 0-2.
Yeah, Chloe took a nice hard swing there. Chloe's been hitting really well, too.
Yeah.
Love
her
to
last
see her
at
just
bat, she,
put
one
out there.
Drilled it after a fake bunt, drilled it down to the third baseman.
Ooh,
oh, come on,
that
ball.
Was a low pitch,
be on the
but
line,
is it going to stay
there?
Nope. Darn it.
Now left fielder was still one step away from it.
Well, luckily she didn't get it. Chloe hits it just outside the left field. Baseline there. That was a low pitch, though, but boy, she got a hold of it.
We keep saying left fielder. It's Lily Barhorst.
Thank you. No, she deserves
yes,
credit
absolutely.
Because she is.
Come on, Chloe.
Oh,
there she goes. She's
Brenna,
got
oh,
one.
Man, Brenna's. Ooh, they overthrew that. I thought maybe she's going to take three. Brenna takes two. She just had to. There's no way she's going down after
how
today's
can, yeah,
game without
how can
a steal.
The MAC leader in stolen bases not steal base?
I know.
In the game for the MAC title.
And
right?
She doesn't even care. There's two outs. Like, who cares? She's that confident. So Brenna got two easily, which does make it nice because now there's no force at two.
Yes. Come on, Chloe Greasy.
So if Chloe puts the ball in play, which
she does,
but it's
really
a pop-up. Way
come
up
on,
there.
Wind.
Not sure. Then that goes right to second baseman. So... Leaving Brenna on base. So that will put us at the bottom of the sixth inning when we get back.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Phew, we are back. Once again.
Starting the bottom of the sixth inning. Lady Indians down to three outs to win this ball game.
If you're just tuning in, Indians have been held scoreless this game. Minster started off with four runs in the very first inning. starting with hit by pitch. And then they were scoreless for a couple innings, too. They did manage to get one more run in the fourth. So the score right now is 5-0.
Michaela Hoskins is the batter. 2-0 now our count after she takes two balls a little bit high. Can't allow a walk, especially a leadoff walk here.
Right.
You got to keep battling here.
And I tell you what, the girls have been doing a really nice job of staying in here because Minster's had some opportunities. They've ended innings with runners stranded on bases. So we've done some good things. It's just, it has been a battle. Oh, I thought that was going to be looked outside, though.
Ooh. I bet she'll have a take on this one. 3-0 count.
Yep.
It's going to have to be pretty special in order for her to
swing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so not sure what she's going to give her. She does look at her armband to see what pitch Brent is calling. Oh, she did swing, Joe.
See, told you.
It was special.
I don't always think it was special.
It was a fastball right up the middle, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and she just got underneath it.
Hey, but that worked out. We'll take that. It is officially not a walk.
So lining up the defense on the infield, you got the battery of the pitcher, Jackie Homan, and the catcher, Brenna Homan. Here's ball four. She's going to run down.
She looks high and outside a little bit.
First base, Sophie Pearson. Kelly Wendell at second. Chloe Greasy at short. Maddie Guggenbiller at third base. Macy Shinneberry in left field. Kenzie Greasy, Garkey in center field. And Ava Sheen in right. Looks like we're going to have a pitch runner. Jenna Schultze.
She's new for the game, right?
Yes. Jenna is a junior.
And looks like Coach Tin is going to have a little timeout. So he is going to head out to the mound and talk to Jackie. And we're going to see if we can sneak one little commercial in here while we're waiting.
Hello, I'm Harold Keeley, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right. Joe's going to go over some upcoming things that we have coming on this week.
So, coming up next week, this is the last thing going on this week. We got varsity boys baseball team hosting Ada at 5 p.m. That's right. It's at Fort Recovery. That's the sectional semifinal. Get tickets. Go to OHSAA.org/tickets as the first pitch comes in.
Look like a strike to me.
Yep. So, we got a runner on first. Then on Thursday, Fort Recovery Radio, if the boys win on Tuesday, the boys will then go to Crestview for the sectional final. That's two strikes now as Brenna Homan throws down the first. And Lily Barhorst is our batter, the left fielder we've been talking about so much, and she's had two walks so far in the ball game. This is her third at bat.
She kind of goes
pounds it in the dirt.
Swinging at that one. It was a low pitch, so that'll count for a strike.
Two strikes does good things for a pitcher to a batter.
It doesn't. That was nice.
Swinging at stuff they shouldn't.
Coach Tin must have got Jackie calmed down a little bit and everybody a little bit there, too, because she came out strong here with two strikes.
Oof.
Must have been outside.
Yep. Brenna did reach for it.
She did, yeah. Yep. I saw her glove kind of pop down.
It's 1-2 now our count. Excuse me, here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Once again, we have a runner on first, no outs. Minster's just getting things started in the bottom. Oof. Oh, my goodness.
Come on,
please, Ava.
Out. Gone.
Was that
Home
out?
Gone.
Holy smokers. Wow. So.
That flew out of here.
It did. I thought it put a hole right through the fence. Wow. Wow. That player, what'd you say her name was again?
Lily Barhorst.
Lily Barhorst, a freshman, has been dominating left field tonight, and she just smoked one out of the park. Minster's fired up. What a hit. Wow.
That brings the score now to 7-0. And, you know, in all honesty, that wasn't much different how hard it was hit than a lot of our girls' balls.
It wasn't.
It's just had a little bit more flight to it.
The angle. The angle was right. Because, like I said, I thought it was going to hit about the bottom of the tee out there on the Minster, but it was gone.
Yes. So that brings up their leadoff hitter, Savannah Bergman. She's starting catcher.
I tell you what, right now you just can't take anything away from this Minster team. They are playing so well.
Right.
Showing just their maturity, and wow, a nice hit up the center of the field too. Kenzie Garkey gets a nice job behind that one, holding her to first.
Kenzie covers a lot of ground out there in center field too.
Yes, she did a good job. But yeah, Minster has been doing a nice job both in offense and defense tonight.
Yeah,
looks like we might do a pitching change.
Yeah.
So we are going to go to commercial quick for a second, and then when we come back, I'm going to assume that Sophie Pearson's going to be on the mound ready to go.
Yes.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right. So Sophie is just getting finished warming up here. The score right now is 7-0. Minster has just dominated this ball game to this point. Now, Fort Recovery's made some good things happen. It's just not quite up to the same tempo as Minster has. So we just had a pitching change. So right now we're going to have Sophie Pearson on the mound. Sophie's a sophomore. And that puts Jackie Hillman at first base.
Lindy Himmelgarten, the batter. There's nobody out here in the bottom of the sixth.
We have a runner on first for Minster. Ooh, nice stop. And she went. I thought she looked like she was going to go. Nice try. Boy, Chloe, tell you what.
Chloe holds on to that. She's out.
Yeah,
but it was in the dirt. She made a nice play to make stop it, right?
I tell you what. And Brenna, the pitch was kind of in the dirt, too.
Mm-hmm.
So they had a little bit going against them there with that runner.
And she didn't hesitate. As soon as she saw the ball was in the dirt.
I'm pretty sure she was going either way because I think I heard the coach say go. I'm not sure, but
Sophie with a strike. Now 1-1 or count.
Nice job. So we got a runner on two. No outs, though. And once again, we're playing at Minster. This is a gorgeous Saturday afternoon. Kind of can't think of anything better to do right now.
Hit hard to the shortstop. She makes play. She will not.
Oh, man. Nice stop by Jackie Hillman. Wow.
Called safe.
So Chloe stopped the ball, and her throw was just a little bit wild there to Jackie. And I tell you what, Jackie laid it out on the ground to stop the ball, but not enough to keep her foot on the plate, which was no fault of her own.
No.
So we've got runners on first and third.
Lady Wildcats with three hits this inning. They had five hits total coming into the inning.
Yeah, they're not slowing down at all in the box.
No, they aren't. Double play would be really nice right here, though.
That would work.
Come on, Soph. Nice dig. Nice dig.
And the runner slowly jogs to second base.
Well, if they throw it, she's going to get in a pickle, right?
Yes,
She wasn't meaning to do it. It was just...
Yes, correct. They definitely, with a runner on third. There we go. They're swinging on Sophie. I mean, some of these pitches look a little bit low. They're not waiting for a walk or a ball,
no,
that's for sure.
No, they've been aggressive at the plate the whole time. Anything that's close to a strike, they're swinging.
They are. They haven't,
Went
down
looked,
looking.
Right.
I don't know much at all.
No, I got one, two. They had four Ks, and all four were swinging Ks.
That's what I assumed. So, I'm just looking out the outfield. It looks like lineup has stayed the same for the Indians. We'll see how this inning pans out. Right now, the score is 7-0. Run rule is 10 runs ahead, so we're 3 runs from that at this point. I hate to say it. It makes me kind of sad.
Last pitch was a ball, 2-1 now our count.
So, we've got runners on 2 and 3 at the moment with no outs. Oh, man, we're close.
Need one here.
We sure do.
Just need something to happen for us.
We do. That home run definitely changed
everybody's outlook.
It did. It just all of a sudden brought a damper. Last pitch is a little bit low, so Sophie walks her. And she doesn't look too thrilled with herself, but, I mean, I've seen Sophie pitch some great games, and she sure has a lot in her. So, unfortunately, she comes in a tough situation because right now the bases are loaded. There's no outs.
With a cleanup hitter, center field Alexis Bishop.
Now, we kind of held her off last time, did we not? She struck out, didn't she?
Indians bring the infield in. That way they can go four, get that force out.
So, let's see. There are no outs, so really trying to get the lead runner at home, but
oh man,
and that one just drops. So it gets a little bloop. Wow, who would have thought it?
Yeah,
that was
all it takes.
That was you could hear it even. It just didn't hit a great part of the bat and just blooped in exactly the right spot. And that brings in two runs. So right now we are talking 9-0. We've got a runner on first and third, but really it's that runner on three that you got to look out for because. Like I said, 10 runs.
He might pinch hit Gubo, I guess.
Maybe.
He's looking. Yeah.
Looks like we're going to have a line, change in the batting lineup here.
Tell you what. Yeah, we'll have to see what goes on here.
Yeah, Minster looks pretty excited. So at this point, it is definitely well-deserved.
Absolutely. Good ball team. Number 19, I think. Rachel Hoying, the pitcher, senior.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Yep. I guess we probably could have said that without even looking.
Right.
She looks like a senior. She just looks like a strong girl. Man, she could probably put one out there, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, the Indians are going to have to probably play in again. They got to stop that last run from scoring.
Yep, the runner on three is the one that we have to worry about. The runner on first doesn't mean a whole lot if the runner on third gets home. That actually doesn't mean anything because the game would be over. So,
two big innings for the Wildcats.
They did. I tell you what, they kind of had a lull in the middle. They started out so strong in that first inning and had tons of momentum. And then kind of had a lull in the middle. And, boy, this sixth inning, they've gotten four runs again. So they definitely got things going. And in the middle of that, we switched up our pitchers. If you can't tell, it's a pretty exciting atmosphere.
They're going to walk her to load the bases.
Okay. Oh, that was no fun, huh?
Yeah. Yep. That way sets up your force.
Yep. As you hear the fans boo hiss because they want a senior to be able to knock one out of the park again. But it's all right. Good decision by the Indians. So we have the force at home, and we've got to stop this runner.
Casey Albers, your batter.
So basically, if you're not aware, hopefully we were telling you what was going on there, but it wouldn't have been a force at home, so Brenna would have had to tag that runner without the bases being loaded. So by walking, Hoying, the bases are loaded.
Nice stop, Brenna. Way to be a senior. What a backstop.
That really was, because if that ball would have gotten by here, this game was going to be over.
Absolutely.
Pitch was in the dirt just a little bit. I don't know what I mean by just a little bit. The pitch was in the dirt.
Yes. Soph with the pitch. In the dirt again. 2-0
now. Are her pitches generally lower?
Today they are.
Okay. I never get this view, you know.
Right.
They do look a little bit low. I mean, I think they're right up the middle, but not quite high enough to call those a strike.
As of right now, Soph not at her best that I've seen her before, but she can fight back and get it yet.
That was a nice pitch. Oh, and it goes deep.
Yeah,
this is it.
There it is.
That's the game, people. Boy, you got to give it to Minster.
One, two.
They put that one almost right there to the 200 numbers on their fence.
And the left fielder, Macy Shinneberry, was playing almost 5 feet from the ball diamond on the grass because they couldn't allow a bloop hit, right?
Yep. They had to protect the plate.
Had to do it.
So in this case, Minster just took home MAC by themselves. Well-deserved by Minster. Nice play game. We're going to go to commercial for a second, and then Joe's going to come back with some stats.
Spring is a busy time of year, and who has time to cook? Let Mary Colleen's be your go-to for effortless meals on those busy days. From their wings, salads, subs, sandwiches, and deep-fried goodies to their awesome pizza, let Mary Colleen's take care of feeding your family. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. They open at 3 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 11 a.m. on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closed Mondays. Call them to reserve your lanes for birthday parties and other special events. Be sure to stop by for their pizza wing and salad bar buffet on Fridays at lunch. America Lanes, 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it. Because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
All right, Joe is going to give us some stats for this game. Let's hear it, Joe.
Okay, first for the Lady Indians, the only hit of the game was senior Brenna Homan. Lady Indians held to one hit, no runs in this MAC finale. For the Lady Wildcats, they had 10 hits, 10 runs, actually probably 11, but 10's all they're going to keep because right. That's what it took. They had two very big innings that scored all but one of their runs. In between, it was a heck of a ball game.
It sure was a heck of a ball game. And kind of was wondering where they were standing on tournament. It sounds like they're going to be playing Parkway, I believe they said on Tuesday, for their sectional final. So that is probably going to be one heck of a game, guaranteed.
Actually, I believe that probably district.
Is first game,
right? Yeah, because
the
first two sectionals were at not at the major spot. At
which, gotcha.
So they being a one seed,
regardless.
They were the one seed in the tournament, so they played their one home game, and now they're moving on to Walpaw. So they are sectional champs.
Gotcha. And now MAC champs, too. Boy, Absolutely. They're taking all their pictures out there. These girls are excited. What a great ball team. Just can't take anything away from Minster. And like I said, the Indians played hard, and they gave it their all, but it just wasn't quite enough for us today. So thank you all for listening. And, man, I guess maybe next year we'll be back. We'll just hang in till then. Have a good rest of your afternoon.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening.